Judith Sloan believes that audio is underappreciated as a medium of artistic expression. The New England, the New York and Maine-based radio producer, audio artist, actor, and educator brings her multimedia stage show Yo Miss in Portland, Belfast, and Blue Hill this month. She says it's a story within a story within a story about her experiences working with refugee and immigrant kids who are finding their way in Queens.
I walk into the auditorium. Alternative sentencing institution. Jail but school, school but jail. 24-hour locked doors, guards, teenagers, boys, tough, tall, angry. Last stop before jail.
I started out as an actress, and I was very interested in accents, and not just the accent, but what's the philosophy behind the phrase of what somebody might say.
Fresh air, barbed wire, sky.
There is beauty in embracing the really specific difference in the way people talk.
In one case, for example, you're in a prison and you're teaching them to juggle is the theme here. So it's your voice, it's their voices that you're performing as an actor, but it's also just, it's a very honest account of what's going on in the room.
Even my mistakes. So at one point, you know, the kids in jail were asking me, what about you, miss? You gonna write about you?
I write a piece about being 12 years old and in the 7th grade, about my father dying over Christmas vacation, about a big black girl named Mary who is 16 and in the 7th grade. Everyone was scared of her, even the boys. And about how the day I came back to school, Mary kicked the boy out of the seat across from me and said, hey, Sloan, I hear your father died. I couldn't speak. All I could do was nod. Mine too, she said. And how I was one of the few white kids at that school who didn't get beat up. You lucky, miss, says G. Lucky because of Mary? No, because you had a father that loved you.
God, that really made me think. Just what does it mean that I even had a father for 12 years that loved me, that he could see the power of that?
You occupy multiple worlds here. You're in a academically in a university setting.
At NYU.
So a professor. Then you're working in this public school, inner city in Queens, which is a totally different world.
167 languages are spoken there.
And as you point out, when you're on the 7 train?
Yes.
No matter where you're from, you're a minority.
That's right. And so it's kind of you can look at it two ways, fear or, okay, here we are, let's embrace this.
In one piece here, you explore how throughout all these different languages, there is this phenomenon known as the tongue twister that we all share. And out of that comes a kind of an interesting happening.
Yeah, we all do have tongue twisters. And it was another one of those moments of failure turned into, oh my God, I'm failing here. I'll bet you there's a lot of teachers who go through this where you're trying to get kids to do something. I was trying to get them to memorize their lines. And they told me, one girl said, when I talk in English, I have to use so much energy of me. In your language, you don't have to think. But when you use English words, you have to think and talk. So it's like two kinds of energy using. So I was thinking about that. That's two kinds. Okay, so they're exhausted. They were laying on the floor. I couldn't get them to get up off the floor. And they all said, yeah, it's tiring speaking English. So I was trying to think of what that would be like for me if I was learning a new language. So then I just, out of desperation, I said, well, what about tongue twisters?
In your own languages.
They are brilliant. They are masters. I get up and record them one at a time. I got an idea. I'm going to take these recordings home and I'm going to mix them into a track. Your own languages will be the soundscape. I play that for this hip-hop engineer that I work with, Torre. He says,
that's cool. It's like hip-hop. I'm going to sample that.
I tell him, you can't sample that. You don't even know the kids. And I already made that track. That's like stealing. He says,
it's not stealing. It's recreating. What you're doing is like hip-hop.
But I wasn't really considering what I was doing to have anything to do with hip-hop. But he took it that way.
Judith Sloan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. It's been such a pleasure.
Judith Sloan will perform Yo Miss this Thursday at Space Gallery in Portland and Friday and Saturday at the Playhouse Theater in Belfast, with more upcoming shows in Belfast and Blue Hill. For MPBN News, I'm Keith Shortall.
Then a chorus of boys learning to keep three things in motion in the air without dropping.
Watch me, miss!
Focus, I say.
You miss! You'll miss. Watch me!
Watch me!
Miss.
Watch me!
Watch me, miss!
Watch me!
Excellent, I say. That's excellent.